Hi, the Wolf.
Hi, this is Kathy Matea. I'm calling for Don Jarrett.
Hello, Kathy Matea. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm sufficiently caffeined up for your protection.
Fantastic. I always say I'm caffeinated and motivated. So here we go. Kathy, first of all, this is kind of a full circle moment, kind of bucket list thing for me, because when I started in radio, country radio, back in, 1991.
Oh, wow.
You had a few songs on the radio that really stuck out for me and kind of defined, like, the beginning of my career. So this is really cool.
Oh, what a nice thing. What a nice thing to hear this morning.
Yeah.
Lovely.
We are so excited that you and Susie Boggess are coming to the Colonial Theater in Idaho Falls on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, but we have been having the best time. And during COVID, Susie started doing a little show on Wednesdays from her house. And after a while, she was like, come be on my show with me. Come sit in.
Uh-huh.
So I sat in one day, and we laughed and sang and talked and caught up. And I said, you know, I'd get on a plane to do this. Uh-huh. And we've talked about it for years. And finally, it's just us and our guitars telling stories and singing on each other's songs.
Yeah, don't threaten me with a good time. You know, I've kind of had this run this year of talking to artists that my career has kind of paralleled, and it's really been fascinating to kind of look back on where we've all been and where we are now and kind of what happened in the middle. I mean, we just had Sawyer Brown here, and I could have talked to Mark for like hours if they would have let us. Neil McCoy recently was here. Mm. I talked to Jimmy from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Craig Morgan was in town. And so it is so cool that you are coming to town with Susie. And when I think walking away a winner, 455 Rocket, obviously 18 wheels and a dozen roses, anyone? Come on!
I know. I'm a lucky woman. I've had a fun life. And the great thing is that Susie and I have been friends for a long time. Like, of all the other artists in country music, she's the one I've been the closest to. And so we've always talked about doing this, and the timing has never, like, one or the other of us will be starting a project or something. So I looked at her, I was like, what are we going to do? Like, wait till we're on our walkers and we're just like finally in our 80s. We're like, we're going to crank out a few tunes for you. But the fun thing is that people can tell we've known each other a long time. And so sometimes, you know, it's not a set show. So, I mean, the songs are set, but sometimes we will go off on some tangent and I just have to look at the audience and just say, I'm just really sorry. This is how it is. This is how it's going to be tonight. And I'm sorry, but we can't really help it. And it's just, I looked at her the first night. I was like, you mean they're going to give us a paycheck for this? This is like more fun than I've had in years. It's really, really really fun.
And, you know, having the career that you've had and being able to look back and really enjoy where you've been and really to be enjoying where you are right now, I think that that's kind of a common theme. Like the artist I've spoke to recently, I told you about, it's like, I feel like we're kind of in the best place we've ever been. I mean, back then when you're chasing the charts and you're quote unquote playing the game, it can be a little frantic and hectic and you don't get to stop and smell the roses and enjoy it. But where you are right now, you can, you know, kind of look back and appreciate what you did and really enjoy it now on your own terms, right?
It's very true. And I will say, you know, I feel grateful. Absolutely. Like, there's nothing to prove. There's nowhere to get to. It's just celebrating at this point. And the thing that I've come to really appreciate is that Susie and I both have songs that have lived really well and meant a lot to people. And so people come to hear those songs of, you know, hers, Letting Go and Aces and Where Have You Been and 455 Rocket and 18 Wheels. And it's a gift to have songs that live that well. And so we get to go and just, celebrate that and have fun with it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to celebrate with you. It's going to be a lot of fun Thursday night at the historic Colonial Theater in downtown Idaho Falls together. At last, on stage, Kathy Matea and Susie Boggess. If there are still seats available, go to wolfidaho.com. But from what I understand, you're pretty close to not having any left. So you should have a nice full house on Thursday night. And Kathy Matea, thank you so much for taking some time this morning to talk to me. It has been a joy and a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. We'll see you then. This is Kathy Matea, and you're listening to Don Jarrett on The Wolf.